Grace, peace, and mercy come to you from the Lord God our Father. Our lesson this morning is our gospel lesson, and it is a message that is written by Pastor James Lawrence of the First Lutheran Church of Albemarle, North Carolina. Today's gospel reading begins with an important word, immediately. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. Immediately after what? Well, immediately after what we heard, if you were here last week, immediately after what we heard about last Sunday, the miraculous feeding of the 5,000. After everyone ate their fill and the leftovers were collected, which amounted to 12 baskets full, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. No time to celebrate this miracle or to relax or enjoy what just happened. Immediately, they were sent across the Sea of Galilee. It's important to point this out because I think that the word is an important part of this story. And because it also reminds us of how life actually works. A lot of big changes in our lives, good or bad, happen immediately. It can be a good thing when you learn that you got into the top choice for college, or when you learn that you're pregnant or your child is pregnant and you're going to be a grandparent, or a family member calls you with some exciting news. These are life-changing events. Often, even though they are positive, they happen immediately. And immediately, our lives are changed. These can also be unwelcome events, of course, that happen immediately, like an illness or an accident or a death of a loved one, or even the pandemic. Life often happens that way. In the case of the disciples in this gospel reading, the change they experienced was at the command of Jesus. But that doesn't make it any easier. They were asked to leave Jesus right after he had performed this miracle. And when they do, they find themselves almost immediately on a boat being battered by the waves, far from land, with a wind against them. And we've all been there before. We've all been caught in one of life's storms, being battered by circumstances beyond our control, far from the safety of land, with the wind and seemingly everything else against us. We get our turn in that particular boat, usually when we least expect it. None of us gets through this life completely unbattered or unscathed. Very often these storms come at us immediately, without warning, and when they do, it's worth remembering the story, and very much worth remembering the two other times the word immediately show up in this story. Both of which teaches us something important about our Christian faith. The next time the word immediately occurs is when Jesus is walking on the water to his disciples. It's that famous part of this story, but that even people who are not familiar with the Bible have heard before. Jesus walking on the water. Of course, many of those people do not know the reason for Jesus walking on the water. Well, the reason is simple. Jesus wanted to be with his disciples. They are caught in this terrifying storm, and Jesus doesn't want them to be alone. So he walks out to them. It's a simple but important detail that this story teaches us. that whenever we are caught in one of life's storms, we can trust that we are not alone. Jesus is with us. We are never alone in that boat. God's Son, our Lord and Savior, is always with us. That's his promise. He may not immediately calm every storm, but he's with us in the midst of every single one of them. He is with us in the storm. He is with us on that boat. When in our life we feel battered by the waves and far from the safety of land, with the wind blowing strongly against us, that is when we can be assured that Jesus is with us. The disciples, though, are not immediately comforted by seeing Jesus walking on the water to them. In fact, they're terrified, thinking that they're seeing a ghost, and so they cry out in fear. And that's exactly when the word immediately shows up again. The disciples cried out in fear, and immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And I think there's some important teaching here about prayer. When life's storms hit, and they do, we can cry out to the Lord in fear, and the Lord will immediately answer that prayer. Being afraid doesn't mean that we don't have faith. There's nothing wrong with being afraid. Our Lord wants to hear from us when we are afraid. Cry out in fear when life's storms hit, but make it a prayer. Cry out to the Lord, and he will immediately answer your prayer. "Take heart," Jesus says, "it is I. Do not be afraid." But that's not the end of the story, because now enters our favorite disciple, our favorite apostle, Peter. In response to seeing Jesus walking on the water, Peter makes a very strange request. "Lord," he says, "if it is you, command me to walk to you on the water." So Jesus obliges, simply saying, "Come." Peter gets out of the boat, starts walking on the water towards Jesus. And Peter seems to do pretty well with this, until he notices the storm. Then he becomes frightened and begins to sink. Now the storm was there the whole time, so was the water. They were out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. And so was Jesus. So what changed? What changed was Peter's faith. What else is there? That's the only thing that changed. He began to doubt. He took his eyes off of Jesus. He looked at the storm around him and the wind around him and the water below him, and he became frightened and started to sink. Maybe you've had those moments too. I know I have. Times when you've taken your eyes off Jesus, looked around at the storm in your life, and you started to doubt. If so, remember what happens next, because we get one more use of the word immediately. Peter, in a panic, cries out, "Lord, save me!" And Jesus does. Immediately. He immediately reaches out his hand and catches Peter. No rebuke, no punishment. He catches Peter the moment he cries out to Jesus. This is important because sometimes when we're in one of those storms and forget our faith, we can feel a little guilty, and our guilt sometimes keeps us from crying out to Jesus for help. Well, that might make the devil happy, but it doesn't make Jesus happy. Jesus wants us to cry out for help whenever we need it, regardless of how faithful or unfaithful we have been lately, and he will immediately catch us. Now, after he catches us, he might very well confront us about our lack of faith, just as he does with Peter, but not before. It's only after he catches Peter that he says to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" By the way, I find it interesting that whenever Jesus describes someone as having little faith, he's almost always talking about his followers. He doesn't challenge people without faith to have more. He's challenging those of us with faith to have more. Jesus doesn't accuse non-believers of having little faith, and neither should we. You who are hearing this are most likely already believers, so I can ask, how is your faith doing? If you were to get a checkup today, how would your faith measure up? Before you answer, remember two things. First, Jesus loves humility. Blessed are the poor in spirit. He says, blessed are those who aren't sure that they have much faith. And second, remember that Jesus told those same disciples that all they need is faith the size of a mustard seed. A mustard seed. So if you feel as though your faith is small these days, take heart, don't be afraid. Jesus is with you. And if he is with you, faith the size of a mustard seed is enough. So if your boat is battered right now, take heart. If you feel far away from the safety of land, do not be afraid. And if you have taken your eyes off of Jesus, open those same eyes of faith and see Jesus with you in the midst of that storm. Because he is. He always is. Jesus is with you. On the boat, in the storm, and when you feel like you might be drowning, Jesus is there for you. Today's gospel story, the reading, is a simple story. It really is, but it's one that I think we all need to hear right now because it reminds us of this simple, glorious truth that Jesus is with us in the midst of the storms. We can prepare for some of life's storms. They don't all hit immediately and unexpectedly. Some are more like hurricanes than tornadoes. But many of these storms of life hit immediately. And when they do, it is good to remember this story. It's good to remember that whenever we cry out in fear to the Lord, he immediately answers our prayers with the promise that he is with us. And when we take our eyes off of Jesus and become overwhelmed by what is happening in our lives, it is once again good to remember that Jesus will be right there to catch us. It's no wonder when all of this was said and done, those in the boat worshiped Jesus, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." That's why we worship, isn't it? Take a moment in the midst of our journey through life and gather up on this little boat called faith to worship the one who promises to be with us through every storm. Thanks be to God. Amen.